This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Brothers and sisters, the best da'i without an exception was our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when you look at how he gave da'wah, and again, the wisdom, wallahi, it's mind-boggling. When you look at the seerah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not give da'wah in one way. He looked at the person he's speaking to, and he chose the most important and the most obvious thing that's going to influence this person. So for example, in the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, when Urwa ibn Mas'ud al-Thaqafi was speaking with him, Urwa was from a tribe that considered to be the Udhiyah to be something very respected. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, bring out the udhiyah, bring out the qurbanis to show to him. And he saw all of the camels that had been prepared for Mecca. And he said to himself, how can we stop these people from going and entering the haram? When he was speaking to another non-Muslim, came to him and asked a weird question. What's the first dish of Jannah? Right? And the Prophet gave some exotic answer, you know, the liver of a whale, something like this, right? Our scholars mentioned this person who was coming and asking, in his culture, that item was an exotic delicacy. Now, in Jannah, you get what you want, correct? In Jannah, you get what you want. Me personally, I don't think I would want the liver of a whale. That's not something I'm attracted to. But this person, his culture was, this item, this food was very exquisite. And so the Prophet said, well, you're going to go to Jannah. If you enter Jannah, this is what you're going to get. You're giving da'wah to the people. In the society we live in, brothers and sisters, you need to be wise. Look at the person you're talking to and then choose the most appropriate thing.
ويا خجلي إذا ما قال لي ربي أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رضاي.